Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. This is your host, Know Your Enemy. Having a little bit of technical difficulty. We'll be with you in just 1 second, bringing on The Language by Drake on Deep, Dark, and Dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Look, I don't know why they been lying, but your shit is not that inspiring. Bank account statement just look like I'm ready for early retirement. Fuck any nigga that's talking that shit just to get a reaction. Fuck going platinum, I looked at my wrist and it's already platinum. I am the kid with the motor mouth, I am the one you should worry about. I don't know who you're referring to, who is this nigga you heard about? Someone just talking that bullshit, man, someone just gave you the runaround. Niggas down playing the money, but that's what you doing, the money down. I don't waste time putting money down. I just go straight to who got it and buy it in cash. Pussy so good that you gotta come see me on tour and you gotta fly in first class. This has been years in the making, it's off of the city. They know I come right every summer. Cash money records forever. I'm always big timing, bitch. I came up right under stunner, you know it. Jealousy in the air tonight, I could tell. I will never understand that, but oh well. Been ready, it's real, I don't know about you. She just wanna smoke and fuck, I said, girl, that's all that we do. Okay, now you're talking my language, now you're talking my language. Now you're talking my language, now you're talking my language. Been ready, it's real, I don't know about you. She just wanna smoke and fuck, I said, girl, that's all that we do. I'm about to roll one and light it and fuck it, man, no one's invited. I gotta kill off the weak shit that's got all you niggas excited. I can't even listen, you wildin', I'd much rather sit here in silence. I send all my money to banks in the islands and eat with Italians, I do. People are funny, you don't even know about the shit that I've been through. I just want some head in a comfortable bed, it could all be so simple. Talking that shit with your back to me, just know it always get back to me. Come get your girl, she been here for 3 days and she way too attached to me. Hate when they get too attached to me. I gotta get on the bus and get back on the road. Get what I can out the country and then I just get on a jet and go back to the cold. Can't even drive with the top off, been working so hard on the album, I miss the whole summer. I just might bring in some girls from Miami to heat up the city and that's where the sun is, you know it. Jealousy in the air tonight, I could tell. I will never understand that, but oh well. Been ready, it's real, I don't know about you. She just wanna smoke and fuck, I said, girl, that's all that we do. Okay, now you're talking my language, now you're talking my language. Now you're talking my language, now you're talking my language. Been ready, it's real, I don't know about you. She just wanna smoke and fuck, I said, girl, that's all that we do.
Big time, sunshine, tote nine. Bust mine, flat line, hard grind. High life, stay fly, it's jet time. Stunt, nigga, every time you see a nigga. Stunt, nigga, every time you see a nigga. Stunt, nigga, swag on head to feet, nigga. Stunt, nigga.
I just might bring in some girls from Miami to heat up the city, and that's where the sun of your.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. This is your host, Know Your Enemy. Tonight, we're going to be doing a very serious topic, and I want to make sure that everybody can get in on it. Tonight, we're going to be talking about tell the truth, shame the devil, for all these people that are doing criminal activities in the news and getting away with it. We're talking about how you can be rich and get off with the fact that you have messed up a team. We're talking about people who have been in the media for doing crimes and not doing the time. We're talking about the people that have enough lawyers to get them off for whatever they want to do, and yet they punish these people that are on regular levels. But guess what? You remember the old saying when they said, you just slipped into it. Tonight we're going to prove that that actually can be a true saying. It's no longer just something that was made up. So if you want to get on tonight's topic and join us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy, KNOWURENEMY, or you can join us on the phone line to give us your opinion on tonight's topic, 657-383-0967. Once again, 657-383-0967. Just press number 1, and I will bring you into the queue. If you've never been to this show, definitely make you a page. It only takes about 30 seconds to set up an account. And it just asks you for some basic information, and you can join us in the chat room. If you never heard this show before, you can check out our archive shows. You can get reminders for the upcoming shows, and you can join us on the show right now just to get a feel for it. For all those that want to be interviewed on the show, all you got to do is hit me at my email, madlove79us@yahoo.com. Once again, that's madlove79us@yahoo.com. What I need from you is your contact information, your pictures, 3 clips of your work, and your contact information. Why do I need it? So I can make you a flyer and have people know what you're talking about, see what your business is doing, and most of all, try to help you get paid. The best PR is having everything together. So we try to be very organized here. But I know sometimes people, they be in a rush, or, you know, they might be new and started out. So this is just like a course to give you like your little baby steps before you make it into the big time. But another thing we do is we charge $25 fee because, you know, sometimes people don't show up, or you do all the work, or they have you do it over and over again. And sometimes people just be like lazy. So, you know, just like with any business, you got to have some kind of compensation for your time. But we do say that if you can't make it, give us 24-hour notice, or at the very least 2 hours, because, you know, we could put on another show at that time where somebody else might want to come through. We may have a topic for that night, but we've made a slot for you because, you know, trying to keep our agreement. So that's what I want to say on that. And now, without further ado, we're about to start up the show. So everybody, welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. Refresh your drink, sit back, and relax. And now let's get into the topic, Shame the Devil, Tell the Truth. Bring on the co-host, Miss Tiffany. Miss Tiff, you're now on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm doing good, and you?
I can't complain. Can't complain.
So, have you heard any late news stories today?
No. I was like, you know, after watching the news yesterday, because that's some based in near Baltimore, and with the cop getting off with the hung jury, I was like, I'm not watching the news because that's all they're going to be talking about. So, you know, I didn't watch the news today to see what was going on. I'm not shocked about it, actually. But at the end of the day, someone out of the 6 is going to be the fall guy. And what they was basically saying with his situation, he did notify the supervisor, but the supervisor ain't do nothing. And on top of it, they were saying, like, he and a hung jury, okay, they can bring the charges up again. But, you know, it may work out differently the next time. But who's to say? But they was like, if it is, then that's going to push back the dates for the other officers, the remaining 5 officers. They got to come up for trial, too, you know. So it's just crazy. Like, it's hard to explain. It's too much that went in with the situation. At the end of the day, the man should have got some type of help, and he didn't. So someone needed to be accountable.
Well, why don't you give everybody
the
rundown of what happened so they can get a general idea of the case?
Okay, people were talking about the case of the guy, Freddie Gray, that passed away basically he was locked up, and I don't know. Hearsay allegations that he was inside the patrol van, and he wasn't. They didn't have him. I don't want to say seatbelt in, but basically, they didn't have him strapped down. So he handcuffed, and he supposed to been moving all around. This is that, but he was saying that he couldn't breathe and he needed help. But some are saying that something happened to him. He got beat up. This that. At the end of the day, he ended up in a coma, and he died days later. So it's like now, it's a case individually with six officers, because they saying that within the time he got locked up and the time they got him to the Western District, he was interacting with six different officers, and no one sought help for him, and he said he couldn't breathe and stuff. And even on a video that someone taped, he said he was in pain and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot going on. Just praying for the city. Hope it doesn't bring no more drama, violence, and everything else that's going on. You know, there's like not a protest, but I know during the little court thing, someone did get arrested, but it wasn't nothing, you know, violent or any of that. But this is too much. Like, it's a lot with the situation that I don't agree with. Like, his family is getting, because I think they named a center or something after him. His family is getting X amount of million. Part of it they'll get soon or already done got, and then the other couple mil they'll get next fiscal year. But in the clause of them getting the money, they cannot try to recharge the Baltimore City Department or try to bring up allegations that they were basically the reason why he's dead. So it's like a lot of people is 50-50 on it. Like, oh, they only took the money because they're in poverty. And, you know, like, I don't know. I don't necessarily agree that I would have took it like that on the basis of saying I can't say you're the cause of why my child is dead. Like, I think I would have technically a problem with that. Now, y'all setting up some type of new state law or organizations or something that's in honor of him. And no, he wasn't a good dude. You know, he was typical urban, you know, not thug, but, you know, he did derp. But to have your life something like that, you're just supposed to be handcuffed, that's crazy. Like, no. At the end of the day, they're a criminal, but you're still responsible for that life and transporting it. So if someone needs help, and regardless if you think they need the help or not, hey, you're supposed to seek it or make sure to get some type of attention, like, what's wrong with you, talk to you and stuff. You just don't keep hearing somebody say, oh, I can't breathe or I need help, and y'all don't do nothing. Like, no, the six different officers he interacted with, that's what the problem. But like I said, the family, I don't know the exact amount, but it was a few million. They got a nice amount. I don't know if I could agree with that my child died for whatever reason. Right. That I'm accepting money, but I can't say. Okay.
Right. Well, hold on, Seth. We're about to get into tonight's story. Okay, everybody. Now, with that in mind, I'm about to bring y'all on to what happened with what tonight's topic is. Now, y'all remember the old saying, you just fell into the pussy? Well, somehow we laugh about it now, but when we hear what actually happened, you're going to be like, you can never say that again. This London millionaire, 46-year-old guy, fell onto this 18-year-old girl and raped her. But he says it was an accident. He tripped onto her, and instead in court, it's saying that he had got pulled down by her. So I'm going to give y'all the full rundown of this, and I want y'all to tell me from what his words were, what y'all think about this case. In London, a millionaire property developer has been cleared of raping a teenager after claiming he accidentally tripped and fell on her. Ashan Abbas, 46 years old, was accused of forcing himself on a 18-year-old girl who slept on his sofa in Midivale, fled after a night of drinking. The businessman was already having sex with the teenager's friend, which was 24 years old, whom he knew, in the bedroom and said his penis might have poked out of his underwear and fell into the teen. The young woman said she had woken up in the early hours of the morning with a buzz on top of her, forcing himself inside of her. He claimed he had gone to see if the young woman wanted a T-shirt to sleep in or a taxi home. But he said she pulled him on top of her and placed his hands between her legs. His semen and DNA was found inside of the young woman, but he said it was possible that his semen was on his hands after having sex with the 24-year-old earlier. And the evidence of this showed that how the girl had put her hands behind his head to pull him towards her and how he says he fell. He said, "I am fragile. I fell down, but nothing ever happened between me and this girl. Nothing ever happened." The woman met the millionaire in London's West End Club, Creek Lesore Nightclub. We had invited them to this private table. The jury acquitted him in about 30 minutes of deliberation. And Mail Online also reported that the judge, Martin Griffiths, allowed Abbas to give evidence in private. Now, with all that being said, what is your take on that situation? Well, I don't know the laws of London, but I sworn you had to be 21 and up to drink. And two, I don't think after you just finished having sex with somebody, you're going out to get their friend a T-shirt. And three, what are you doing with semen still on you to be touching somebody? And then four, how did you just happen to fall and slide exactly inside of her and then try to turn around and say she gripped you? So did she pull you down or did you trip? He said he tripped and fell into the jumps. And instead, he says later on that she pulled him down. And then I'm thinking, like, if you're going to put something over somebody, why won't you put a blanket or a towel or something? What is a T-shirt going to do with the person laying down on the couch? And then what position was she in? Because you said she grabbed the back of his head, but he's supposed to be trying to cover her. So when she just woke up and then pulled him down on her, something doesn't add up about the story.
I really don't. Money
and here's
is powerful
the thing. Who walks around with semen on their hands and just puts it inside of the person? And I thought once it hit the air, it's supposed to be dead. So he had to have some fresh nut for it. I'm just saying.
Wow, I just...
You slip and fell into it. Remember this from now on, everybody. Whenever you use that line, you can go back to this millionaire because he proved that it is actually possible in a trip inside of somebody. Now, I want to ask them what happened with the guy from the Subway commercial then, because if that's the case, then he needs to get up with this millionaire. You accidentally tripped on Cam and one of the younger girls, but yeah, you had a 24-year-old, you brought the people back to your crib, and then you just happen to slip and fall onto the person. You wasn't that weak when you was getting in the bedroom with the other girl, so how did you just happen to walk out there to her and,
you know
I'm tired. I need to cover you
up.
I just fell on you.
I don't agree with situations where it's like if someone has money, they have power and stuff gets swept under the rug. And I damn sure don't agree with this country with giving all these foreigners that diplomatic immunity. I do not agree with that because a lot of them is raping and killing us, and they're getting away with it scot-free. Think about that.
Yeah, I think about that a lot, but, you know, it's the country we live in, and that a lot of stuff, you know, like you said, gets swept under the rug, but I still can't get this story down. I'm like, I don't see how the judge let that go off. I would really have to have somebody tell me, how do you go back to have them act it out? Because they said that at the end, it says Mail Online reported that the judge, Martin Griffiths, allowed a buzz to give evidence in private. So how do you prove that you slipped inside of somebody? Or
yeah,
that you just
have
to slip and fall on and that your hand landed? All right, so, okay, let's just put this in perspective, right? Originally he said he tripped, so when you trip, you just fall and you might slap somebody. But instead, he said he failed because she pulled him down. So your hand just happened to go in between her legs of all the places. But instead, it says, let's see. Let me make sure I get this totally right because I don't want to mess this up by anything because the story itself
so
is it sounds ridiculous. Yeah. But he said she pulled him down on top of her and placed his hand in between her legs. And you just happened to be walking around, like I said, with your semen in your hand, and it just happened to land exactly in between there. I don't think nobody's that stupid. I mean, really, so the female, instead of just you getting it in with her, she just wanted you to finger with your stuff still on your finger from the other girl. That's why I said I had to really read it and break it down because I look like I don't think nobody is that stupid.
That's nasty. I don't agree with that.
I don't believe no real man is going to say I was fragile. I just fell down, but nothing ever happened. It sounded like one of the guilty type situations.
Yeah, it did.
All right, well, we're going to take a little bit of a music break. Everybody refresh your drinks, sit back, rewind. If you have anything you want to bring to the table, if you have any comments on tonight's topic, get us up at 657-383-0967. But now we're about to bring in F Me Pumps on Deep, Dark, and Dirty.
When you walk in the bar and you dress like a star, rockin' your F Me Pumps, and the man notice you with your Gucci back crew, can't tell who he's looking to. 'Cause you all look the same, everyone knows your name, and that's your whole claim to fame. Never miss a night, 'cause your dream in life is to be a football. Looking for a man, what you end up with one night stand. He could be your whole life if you got past one night, but that part never goes right. In the morning you're vexed, he's on to the next, and you didn't even get no text. Don't be too upset if they call you a check. Like players, that's what you said, but you really wouldn't mind a millionaire, all them big ballers, don't do nothing for ya, what you'd love a rich man 6'2" or taller, you can't sit down right, 'cause your jeans are too tight, and you're lucky it's ladies night, with your big empty purse. Every week Without girls like you, there'd be no fun. We go to the club and not see anyone. Without girls like you, there's no nightlife. All those men just go home to their wives. Don't be mad at me, cause you're pushing 30 and your old tricks no longer work. You should've known from to always get dumb, so dust off your fuck me palm.
You know, I love that song, but I can't even remember her name. That one, Shane. And we're now back on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. And you know what? I looked at two other things, and like I said, it just keeps getting worse every time I think about it. My question is this, right? I don't know if you quote this when I first read this, and I'll read it again, but check this out, right? Mm-hmm. In the one part, it says, the businessman had already had sex with a 24-year-old, whom he known in the bedroom, and said his penis might have been poking out of his underwear when he fell on the team. Okay, now let's go a little bit forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fragile. I did nothing. Nothing happened to her, right? He says, mm-hmm. But the girl had pulled him down by his head, and that's how he fell on her. Don't we recall at some point his hand had ended up in between her thigh? So did you fall in with the penis, or did your hand that had the semen already on it land inside of it? You see what I'm saying? This doesn't add up.
It's not adding up.
He said, but he
at all.
Said she pulled him down on him and placed his hands in between her legs. That right there should have stopped everything, right? So how did you even have to bring up about your penis might have been sticking out and that you end up landing inside her? Really?
Wow.
This is the worst lie ever. You tell me judges, you tell me a jury, and you said even proving this within 30 minutes. None of them figured this out. But just from the storyline of what the person said, and then trying to throw in and get him drunk. And not only that, let's look at this, all right? This man is 46 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The girl that he's messing with is almost half his age. And then you got an 18-year-old. So you tell me this was somebody that was at a club preying on young girls, and he just happened to bring her back to his crib, and they both end up being butt naked. And you talking about, come on now, man, drunk, you just went to a club and everything, you got young girls. You tell me with all this, in fact, you really believe he just randomly had some naked girls up in his house, but he wasn't trying to do nothing with them except for one. Because she happened to be legal. She was actually of the right age. The other one was a teenager, so he just overlooked her and thought about her safety and said, let me cover her after I just finished banging your friend. Seriously?
Wow. Nah.
Well, hey, that's what it says. So if anybody want to see this, it's on my Facebook page. All you got to do is put in my email. You'll find it, madlove79us@yahoo.com. And it'll be Dre's spoof, and it'll be at the top of the page. And if you missed tonight's show, once again, all you have to do is check it out in the archives at www. Oh, we got somebody that just called in. Okay. Let me check out this person before we go into overtime. Caller, CETE, I'm going to bring you onto the line. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Where you calling from? What's your name and what you think about tonight's topic?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear us? Okay, might have just been listening in.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll put that person back in the queue. But once again, for anybody that missed it, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy. And we're going to be having another hot topic tomorrow night. We're actually going to be going into superheroes. Who's going to go out tomorrow night and see Star Wars? Who's the first person going to see it maybe at midnight tonight? Because, you know, some people give you the early screenings. And then also we have the Batman versus Superman that's coming out next year, March 25th, 2016. Who's going to win and what Lex Luthor going to do to set the two people up to fight one another? And what's going to bring Wonder Woman down to Earth so that there's going to be such a galactic war? Definitely going to check that out. And, yo, If you have any other hot movies you want to be talking about tomorrow, hit me up on my Facebook, once again, at Dre Smooth. And then Tiff, if you got any information you want to share with her, she's going to drop your information right now, and we're going to get out of here.
Okay. Hey, fam. Yes, this is your co-host, Tiffany, T-I-F-F-I-N-Y, Glad, G-L-A-D-D-E-N. And I will be having a game night party January the 22nd, which consists of playing cards, spades, tunk, whatever, poker, and trivia. And I will be supplying food and drinks. It costs $15. Hit me up on Facebook. It's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland, if you're interested in coming. Thank you.
All right. Once again, I hope you all enjoyed the show. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Take care and be blessed.